We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Kuf Mem Hei in the Shalem edition, Shin Lamed Hei in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. The Ran had been discussing Moshe's sin and the fact that God is unrelenting. God won't forgive Moshe for his sin. And the Ran says one of the messages that God is giving us with God's refusal to forgive Moshe was the importance of respecting the Jewish people. Where God says to Moshe, I'm not giving in. You didn't respect them enough. You spoke badly to the people. They didn't deserve it. And this was a message for future generations. V'nitoreru rabotenu zal bekan mipnei shera'u sheparsha zom yusedet bichvodam u'malatam shel Yisrael. And our sages aroused to this point and stressed that Moshe's sin was in deriding the Jewish people, in calling them rebellious ones. And the reason was because they said, here you see that God says, I'm not giving in because of the respect of Israel, the great people of Israel. So that indicated to our sages that Moshe's sin was that he didn't respect them enough. And that's why when Moshe is describing his sin and God wouldn't forgive him, he says, because of you, he's trying to tell them, look at how God loves you. So then the two verses, where one says God was upset at me on your behalf, and the other one says God was upset at me because of you, they're not saying the same message. In one place, Moshe is telling them, you guys did wrong. You guys got all upset because there was no water. Look at what you did. There he's rebuking them. Whereas over here, Moshe is telling them, look at how great you are. Look at how God loves you. It's two different concepts. And that's why if you want to really understand this verse, what it says is שמשה אמר להם שימיות שעיקר חטאו היה בדבר אחד חמור ממנו השם יתברך היה נושא על פישו ומעביר עליו עונו. Moshe was telling them, look, even though I did something wrong, but God would have forgiven me for it אם לא מצד שנשתתף בחטא הוא, if not for the fact that intertwined with that sin was איזה זלזול בכבודם של ישראל. Some degradation of the honor of Israel. Moshe was telling them, look, I messed up, but I could have gotten atonement for my sin. The reason I did not attain atonement was because God holds the Jewish people in such high regard. God was saying, I'm not giving in. You spoke to them improperly. Yes?
I remember, maybe it's not so precise, that Hashem says, because you don't honor me in front of the people.
Okay.
It's written in the Torah. So we must put together this. How we do that?
So that's what the Ran's saying. He's maintaining that the main sin of Moshe was vis-a-vis God. The main sin, like you just pointed out, was in some way he didn't honor God. There was something he did wrong. We discussed it at length in an earlier speech. What was Moshe's sin? He's saying there was a component of degradation of the Jewish people, and Moshe was, when he recounted this, says, God wouldn't forgive me because of your honor. Look at how much God loves you. For his honor, he would have forgiven me. God says, you sinned in disrespecting me, and for that, Moshe says, I could have gotten atonement. But God says, not about degrading the Jewish people, and as we saw, our sages say, this was to teach future leaders how careful they have to be in honoring the people.
This make a connection with what we learned before in Yeshayahu. Because Yeshayahu lived in 700 before even the Shomron fell down, the northern kingdom. So it was a prepare for what will happen. And the nation gone down. So we can see from the Torah that Hashem invests a lot in Am Yisrael. And he wants to put like a gold in the oven to take out what is, but that is through suffering. Yeah, but when you are like now Nebuchadnezzar, you come in Jerusalem, you are the tools of Hashem, and but after that you put up and start to hate, that is for you. So I think that here maybe that was wrong with Moshe. Otherwise, they do. They was rebellious. They do that, that, that. But Moshe put from himself something. Otherwise, you can see in Am Israel a lot of missing point, let's say. Yeah, but entire Hashem says that is what I tried to correct. So
it's a beautiful thought. I, on the moment, I don't know if it's right or wrong. I have to digest it. It's, you know, I'm very scared to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. I hear what you're saying. I hear the logic in what you're saying. I need to think it through. Wow. Okay, that's a very interesting point. I'm saying I can think of supports for what you're saying. I'm just very scared of saying something about Moshe Rabbeinu. I need to think it through a little bit more. There definitely seems to be an indication in Chazal along the lines you're saying. Wow. Wow. Okay, I need to think that through. You made such a powerful point. I have a hard time thinking of Moshe Rabbeinu in those terms. But I have to think about it. I have to think about it. I don't know on the spot. I need to digest it.
When Hashem wants to punish Israel, he put David to make the Genesis, and he says, "Oh, okay, punish me. Why you punish them?"
It's a good point. I need to think about it. Yes.
I know we've discussed this before about like how it was for many Israelites. I know that God did not let Moshe. God punished Moshe for the way he spoke to Am Yisrael, but I mean, wouldn't it just be simple enough for Moshe to apologize?
Great question. The next point that Ran is going to discuss is why couldn't Tshuva undo it? Why couldn't Moshe undo the sin? That's an excellent question, and that's the very next discussion in the Ran. So stay tuned, guys.